Hello and welcome to She Talks, the radio show making a difference in communication. So get in on the conversation. I'm your host, Ruby Johnson, the Lady Tuesday of Real Talk. Y'all ready to get real? Well, I am. So let's get this show started. Talk Radio.
Hi there, this is Nicole Bozeman.
How are you doing?
Hello, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you?
We're starting the show right now. I'm doing fine. Let me go ahead and start it, okay?
Good. Okay.
All right. Hello and welcome to She Talks, the radio show making a difference in communication. So get in on the conversation. I'm your host, Ruby Johnson, the Lady Tuesday of Real Talk. Y'all ready to get real? Well, I am. So let's get this show started. Talk Radio, everybody. We have with us a queen. Miss Nicole Bozeman joins us on She Talk Radio. She's been here before and she's back. And with additional news, this woman is a true winner. Everything she sets out to do, she does. Now, that is, you'll just have to stay tuned to find out. A quick commercial break and we'll be right back and share the news with you.
She Talk Radio and Television is a show created, produced, and hosted by women for women. We are now on Monday through Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. So don't miss your daily dose of She Talk. Call 713-955-0481 or listen at blogtalkradio.com/She Talk Radio to get in on the conversation.
Do you know a young person between the ages of 8 and 27 doing great things in the community? Do you think they deserve an award? Why not nominate them for the National Youth Activist Award? Get connected with a community-based organization that has hosted several positive community events across the nation, such as Man Up Against Bullying and Beauty Behind Bars. The annual Youth Activist Awards will be held on Friday, March 27th. 2017 at the Omni Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee. For more information, reach out to the founder, Tiffany Love Harden, at www.manupagainstbullying.org. Again, that's www.manupagainstbullying.org.
Do you have your own radio show or aspire to have your own? Legacy Radio Network has opportunities for you to host your own show and to broaden your audience. Like us on Facebook and get connected to the legacy.
Four women share the buck-naked truth to the world and free themselves of the burden and the bondage that well-kept deep, dark secrets create. She Talk Radio presents The Buck-Naked Truth every first Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss a show, and please tell a friend.
Hello, if you've just joined us, you listen to She Talk Radio.
Get in on the conversation.
Nicole, welcome back to She Talk Radio. How are you doing?
I am absolutely fabulous, sis. Thank you for having me back, Ruby. I'm so glad to be here.
It is my pleasure. You've been here before, but I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself to our new listeners.
Well, my name is Nicole Bozeman, and the first time I was on your show, I held the title of Miss Pennsylvania, USA Earth, and now I am the reigning, newly crowned, 1 month in, Miss Elite Global Earth USA 2016. So a lot has happened since the last time I've been on your show.
Yes, I know. And it's not just the title. There are some things you had to do to get ready for that title. Am I right?
Absolutely. There was a lot that I was doing physically, mentally, emotionally, preparing for the competition. And it all came together on September 4th in Fort Worth, Texas. And I actually, not only did I win the title, but I did what they call a clean sweep, which means I won all specialty awards as well as the national title. So I'm really, really excited, and it really was a beautiful moment. And it let me know personally that when you put in the hard work and the commitment and dedication, it really does pay off.
Yeah. Yes, it does. Tell me, what is Miss Elite Global Earth, and why did you decide to go for this particular honor?
Well, the pageant system itself is a kind of a new system. There are so many different, you know, pageants, local, statewide, national-wise, international competitions. There's thousands of pageants out here. I decided to go with Elite Earth USA system after doing some research on it and talking to the director. I really liked what the director, her name is Angela Pollard, is all about. I loved her vision for the pageant system. She was all about sisterhood and bringing the unity and the sisterhood back into pageantry. And so I decided to go for it on the state level. And I won that title last October in 2015, and I went on and carried that title, the state title, for that year. And in the meantime, I was preparing for the national competition. And when I went down in September, I left September 1st and came back on September 5th, a national winner. And I had been saying all along, I want this title. I want this title. I'm going to win. I'm going to win. And I did. And so it was an amazing journey. I mean, there was a lot of hard work, a lot of commitment. I was in the gym every day. I really worked on my physical body. And I also worked on my mental and emotional state of mind as well to prepare for this competition. It's a beautiful system. I really enjoyed it. I have a beautiful group of women who are now my sister queens, I call them. And we're doing some great things in the community.
So I saw you in the gym. You know, I've been following you on Facebook and everything, and I saw you in the gym. So it wasn't necessarily required to bodybuild, but that's something that you did for what reason? Did that help you with your focus or anything?
Absolutely. You know, whenever you're doing pageantry, if anybody watched, you know, most of them are familiar with the Miss USA, Miss Universe, Miss America system. And we see them on TV every year. And, you know, the physical portion of it is just as important as the mental and emotional portion of it. So I knew I was in shape, but I wanted to be in peak shape, what we call pageant shape. And I wasn't quite there, so I took the whole year. Once I won the state title of Miss Pennsylvania, I really stepped up my fitness and my physical training. It was twofold. One, I wanted to do it because I wanted to prepare for the pageant, because I wanted to win the fitness category. And with this particular competition, where most of them, you'll see them do swimsuit and evening gown, and they do interview. What we did was interview, fun fashion, evening gown, and we did fitness. And so we had to wear a fitness outfit as opposed to a swimsuit. And so it was all about just, you know, having a really nice body. And, you know, I'm not ashamed to say my age. I just turned 51 October 1st. But when I was competing, I was Thank you so much. And but when I was competing, I was 50. And the other side of it is I just wanted to live a more healthy lifestyle. And the pageant gave me a goal. And it kept me focused, and it kept me centered. And it did. It really helped my mental state and my emotional state. Whenever I got frustrated or upset, you know, I would go take it out in the gym. I would get in the weight room. And I would just, you know, just kind of relieve all that stress in the gym. And so it really helped me, and it gave me an outlet. But the pageant also gave me a goal to look to aim for. And so it kept me, whenever I would slip off, and I had those moments where I would slip and I would have my Snicker bar, or I would go to the restaurant and have me a piece of cake or something like that, or potato chips, and I shouldn't have any salt. I did anyway. But at the end of the day, because I wanted that award and I wanted this title, I stayed focused on this pageant, and it kept me going back to, okay, Nicole, you got a goal. Come on, let's get back on track. And I did, and I really appreciate it. And now I'm going, taking it one step further, because now I'm getting ready to, I'm preparing, I'm 4 weeks out from doing my very first figure bodybuilding competition.
Wow. Impressive.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you were 50 at the time that you started participating in this particular competition. So you were one of older competitors, am I right?
Yes, there were two that were older than me. There was another that was, I think she was 52. She may have been the oldest, and then it was me, and then everybody else. So
how
I actually beat out. You know what? It made me feel good because with the day of the competition, I felt physically I was at a really good place. I felt confident. I felt strong. I loved the way my body looked. My mental and emotional state was really, really good. I was centered. I was focused. And I was ready. And I was happy. I was in a really good place. And so it made the whole experience just that much. And I had, you know, something to prove because, one, I was the only African-American contestant there. I was second oldest there, and I wanted that title. And so I really, you know, stayed focused and centered on what I wanted to do, and I walked away with everything.
Wow. I tell you, I've watched you, and watching you work out the way you were, how determined where you were, and how consistent you were, it inspired me. Of course, unfortunately, it didn't inspire me enough to go back to the gym to be consistent. But I did go back and rejoin. So I mean,
good.
That is a start. That's a start, right?
Yes, it is a start. And I tell everybody, you know, I've been in this for probably about 2 years now, and I got back into the gym back in 2014 after the passing of my husband, and so I've kind of been in that mindset of, okay, I'm going to keep myself together. I just want to lose some weight. I wanted to get down to a smaller size, and when I won the state title, you know, it really picked some more, and I was like, okay, I got the state title now I really have to get focused. When I stepped on that stage, I'm in a size 4, and I was in a 16 to a 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Good stuff. How tall are you?
I'm 6 foot, and I'll put it out there right now. I weigh 160 pounds. Which is really, really good because I have very low body fat, but I'm more muscular. And muscle weighs more than fat. So even though the scale says 160, my clothing, the way my clothing fit, tells me that I'm really achieving my goal.
Oh, fantastic. You know, I am 5'9", and right now I'm in a size 10, which is more than I would like to be in, okay? I actually would like to get into a six. So is there hope for me? Is there hope for me?
Absolutely. You know, the one thing I share in my videos that I do, and I'm getting ready to do a series of videos now that I'm 4 weeks out from this figure competition and really explain this process because it's totally different than what I did for the pageant. But one thing I always say is that you just start with cardio. If you do nothing but walk 10 minutes, 15 minutes a day, that's a start because your cardio is the thing that's going to help you burn your fat.
Okay.
And that's what's going to help you lose your weight. So it's getting movement into you. Oftentimes we sit sedentary and, you know, and we'll eat because we're bored and we're sitting in front of the TV because we're bored and we'll start eating. And that kind of doesn't allow our bodies to burn fat. We just kind of store it and it stays there. And especially now because the wintertime is coming and, you know, we don't want to go out. It's really cold. And so we stay in the house. And so that movement is going to be really essential. And so, you know, now that you've gotten your gym membership, if you take 30 minutes out of your day, go to the gym, get on a treadmill, and just walk. Put your earphones in and go for a walk for 15 minutes and start there and then build every week. You add 5 more minutes on it and 5 more minutes on it and 5 more minutes on it. And before you know it, you're in the treadmill for like an hour and it goes by so fast and then you're done. And that will really start increasing your metabolism, which then will allow you to burn those calories and help you lose that weight.
Wow. I'm definitely going to start doing that. I think a lot of us, the mistake that we make is we set an unrealistic goal. I think that we set a goal that we're going to the gym, we're going to be there for an hour, and then after 15 minutes, we fall out and say, oh, I can't do this, and then we give up. So I think that your suggestion is probably the best way to do it, just gradually build ourselves up to that endurance level. You know, you mentioned something about, you know, us eating because we're bored or whatever. So on the topic this week, and I know you've been hearing about it, Trump. Have you been hearing this stuff about Trump?
Oh, my gosh, that man, I tell you, he can go kick rocks with his shoes off. Oh, my goodness.
I know. It just so happens, you mentioned something about us eating and things like that, and Trump has been up all through the week. I have a clip that I'll play for you, and you tell me what you feel about this.
Okay.
Here, he gained a massive amount of weight, and it was a real problem. We had a real problem. Not only that, her attitude, and we had a real problem with her.
Maybe he will be saying bad things about me, but it's okay. I'm strong.
Representing Venezuela, Machado won the crown in 1996, the same year Trump took over the pageant. When she started gaining weight, she says Trump publicly shamed her.
She weighed 118 pounds or 117 pounds, and she went up to 160 or 70. So this is somebody that likes to eat.
He tell me, like, Miss Piggy, Miss Housekeeping, Miss Eating Machine, all of that kind.
Inside Edition obtained this video of Trump inviting the press to watch her work out. She was 19 years old.
Slowly go down towards your toes.
He used me then, you know, make a publicity or trying to do a new show, you know, with me in that moment.
Trump also telling Howard Stern about Machado's eating habits.
She was like an eating machine. I guess she ate a lot of everything.
I had a lot of problems, like eating disorders, anorexic, bulimic, that kind of problems.
Alicia says she has been living in the United States for the last 20 years with her daughter and that as a Latina, it is her responsibility to speak up about her experience with Trump. And this may come as no surprise, guys, but she says she is definitely voting for Hillary Clinton this November.
That's not a shock, right?
Yeah, and Trump seemed so surprised when this came up at the debate, yet he wrote about it in his book.
wrote about it in his book, and obviously we have lots of video documentation of the things he said about her in the days that followed.
Not what he'd want to be discussing after the presidential debate for him.
Wow. What do you got to say to that?
Wow. Well, I remember that event. I remember watching that pageant when she won, and I remember the whole incident afterwards. Here's the issue, and she kind of alluded to it. She said that she had an eating disorder. Here's the ugly side of pageantry. Oftentimes, many contestants will starve themselves in order to compete, in order to get down to that weight. And unfortunately, that's probably, and I don't know her story, and I understand because I also suffered from an eating disorder years ago, and so I get it, but it's so unhealthy. And once she won that international title, I mean, she was Miss Universe. That's it. You don't go any higher than that. She probably became very, it's a very stressful situation, and it's a very stressful job. And so with her, all of her traveling, she probably was not eating very healthy. And so then she began to pick up that weight right away and probably didn't have chances to really just kind of keep herself, you know, in the gym and trained and things like that. And it's an unfortunate situation, but her situation, unfortunately, is very common in pageantry. And so what ended up happening, because I had to even be careful, you know, and I still have to be careful that, you know, when you're done competing, you're like, okay, I won the title. Whew, now I'm going to go eat. Have a good time because I've been starving myself for a year or however long. Now I want to eat. And she picked her weight back up really, and whatever eating disorder she had, she wasn't living a very healthy lifestyle. And so she probably went back to eating normal, and it just caused her weight to balloon. And unfortunately, you know, it caused this unfortunate situation. And, you know, Trump could have responded a whole lot differently and a whole lot more diplomatically than he did. I thought it was very important. I thought it was in very poor taste the way that he just put her out there like that and embarrassed her like that. Yeah.
You cannot mention the word Trump and diplomacy in the same sentence. It just don't go together. You know that.
I tried. I know. It's unfortunate.
Enough of what he has done. Now, if he had any other way, that would not be the Trump way. And you know,
right.
The question that I was wanted, which you were getting ready to give me an answer before I even ask it, was that the best approach for him to handle that? You know, the thing is, we all have our problems.
It was horrible.
Yes.
It was horrible. And again,
he brought it to the public.
Yeah. Yes, he did. And he didn't have to do that. You know, there was different ways that he could have handled that situation with her. Because, again, she was his employee. And, you know, and that was the first year that he had that competition. And we got to see a side of him that we didn't know existed. Now, remember, this was in the 90s also. So we were just learning who Trump is. There was no apprentice show out there yet. There was no, I'm going to, you know, run for presidency yet. And so most of us didn't pay this guy any mind until he bought the competition and his name became more popular and he became more visible to us as society. And those of us that really started paying attention, like, okay, who is this guy, Donald Trump? And what is this all about? And so he could have absolutely handled it a whole lot better than what he did. But he is who he is, and unfortunately she suffered, and he's not going to suffer because of it.
Wow. I tell you, the way Trump is Trump, that's all I have to say about him. It's just, you know, he called her Miss Piggy and all those things.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I don't think that type of behavior helps anybody. I think you should take like a positive approach when it comes to something like that. Calling somebody names does not help them or motivate them to do better. In fact,
right.
I think that in a lot of cases, it drives them more into doing things destructive to themselves.
Absolutely. And I'm sure she went through depression and stress. And oftentimes what we do is we stress eat. And when we become very stressed out or depressed, we begin to eat. And we don't realize that we allow food to become our a drug, if you're not doing alcohol or you're not doing drugs, then food becomes that addiction. And I'm sure for her, because, again, in that role as Miss Universe, they're traveling all the time. And so they're all over the country. They're eating all kinds of different foods. They don't really have a chance to, you know, take care of themselves. And so it's more important that when you're in that position as a title holder, that you're mindful of what you're doing to your body. But oftentimes we forget that, and we don't pay attention to it because we're so busy and we're so exhausted. And so, unfortunately, it was a really bad situation. I wish it never happened. I felt bad for her. I hope that since then she's learned how to live a more healthy lifestyle. See, when we're talking about dieting, we use words like dieting and weight loss and things like that, and they come with this negative connotation to it. And what I tell all my friends is that we're not going to use the word diet anymore. What we're going to say is lifestyle change, because when you think in your mind, I'm changing my life, it takes on a responsibility. It gives us the responsibility to really do just that. We're changing our life. It's not just a quick fix. This is a lifelong commitment. We're making an investment into ourselves.
I like that term. I like that term. You said you're working on an exercise tape?
I'm not really working on exercise tape right now, but what I'm getting ready to do is I'm going to start a signature program online under my new program called Crystals, Diamonds, and Pearls. And with that, what I'm going to do is really talk about living a healthy lifestyle and what that means. And it starts with how we think and how we see ourselves. It's all in our mind first and foremost. And until we give ourselves permission to be beautiful and to make these lifestyle changes for ourselves, we're never really going to be successful, because if we're doing it for somebody else, we're always going to fall off, because the minute they get disappointed, we stop.
Yeah, it's true. And you know what? That's what a lot of us women do. We try to get ourselves together for a particular man, and then when that relationship is over, or a lot of cases when we get the man, we think we have him in our lives, and all of a sudden, oh, I got him now, so I'll need to maintain all of this. And then they
absolutely
stop. And then all of a sudden you lose the man, and then all of a sudden you gain the weight. You just lose everything that you fought for. And the thing is, you fought for this for the wrong reasons. And
exactly.
So now those reasons are gone. So you're like, okay, forget it.
Right.
So your lifestyle change methodology, what you're talking about, is basically doing it for yourself. And also, don't be looking for a quick fix. It needs to be a long-term thing that says, this is where I'm going to live my life now, as opposed to a diet.
Right, exactly. You know, I mean, and when you do it that way, when you realize that you are ultimately investing into your own life, into your own self, then you find worth in you. And oftentimes what happens is that we want to invest into a situation or another individual or a circumstance, and we don't invest in us. And so it falls and it fails every single time, and we'll end up walking away or letting go, like you said, when it doesn't work out. But when you say, you know what, this is going to be for me, and I give myself permission to invest in me, and I'm not going to ask anybody else for permission to do this, nor am I going to apologize, because this is what I'm doing. And when we take on that mindset, then for you or for me, if you don't love me or like me because I'm choosing to live a healthy lifestyle, then deuces, goodbye. Then you're a negative influence in my life, and I can't have your part in my life, because now you're not bringing anything positive to me. You're telling me that, oh, who do you think you are? Oh, well, why don't you just do this over here? And you're spending too much time there. And I don't like this food. I want that over here instead. And it's not fair. And so we give up on us for the sake of somebody else. And then here we go back into this vicious cycle all over again.
Exactly. And then the thing is, if at that point we gain the weight back, we gain more than we weighed before. Because it's
absolutely
a vicious cycle and it comes back with a vengeance when that weight comes back. And let me tell you, the reason why I know is because I've been there. I've been there. I've lost, I've gained, lost all the wrong reasons. This last time is a lifetime lifestyle change for me. It's helping me to maintain, but what I want to do is more like you are doing, Nicole. You are an inspiration to me. I want to tone up. You know, it's not just a matter of trying to fit your clothes right. I want to feel good, too. You know, I think part of feeling good is, or part of looking good is feeling good, too. It's got to be both parts. I want to be healthy. I want to be strong. And I want to be confident. And I see that in you. When I watch you, when I saw you take your pictures and everything, I see that confidence in you. And I believe it comes from you working out and feeling good about yourself. And I think that you are a very good example to all of us ladies. You really are. We are so proud of what you have done.
Thank you so much.
Proud of yourself. I love
you.
It is wonderful. It's wonderful. And the thing is, can't nobody say, oh, I can't do that because I'm too old, because you're showing that you can do it.
Absolutely. And again, it's small steps. You know, I'm 2 years in. So where I'm at, you're not there. And so what I do for me, now everybody doesn't have to be a gym rat like me. Everybody doesn't have to, you know, get all muscular. And here's the other thing that we as women have to stop doing. We have to stop being intimidated and afraid of building muscle. Because most women feel like, oh, if I go and weight train, I'm going to be all big and bulky, and I'm going to look ugly like some big, you know, weight bodybuilders. No. Listen, those individuals have been years building like that. You know, our muscles are very sexy, and I embrace that, and I love the fact that I'm muscular. I love the fact that I feel strong, and like you said, it's not just a physical rebuilding and retraining, but it's also mental and emotional. And when I began to set these goals, I went from a size 16, then I was a size 12. I'm like, ooh, okay, I'm a size 12. I went from a 12 to a 10. I'm like, okay, more clothing selection, here we go. And then I went from a 10 to an 8, and I'm like, oh, a sister's feeling herself right now. You know, and I thought, you know, finger snapping, and I kept going. Then I went from an 8 to a 6, and I'm like, and I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm thinking like, okay, girl, you got it going on. Like, come on
with
it. And my confidence kept building, and it kept building, and it kept building, and I gave myself permission. And if nobody else liked it or appreciated it, I did. And I felt like I was looking really, really good, and I was feeling good from the inside out. But, honey, listen, the day I went to the mall with my daughter and I was able to put on a size 4 pair of jeans, listen here, when I tell you, I was in that dressing room like, what? Oh, is this how I'm living right now? Okay, now this right here, I'm loving. And I keep going, and it's a beautiful thing for me. And I'm not apologizing to nobody, because I'm happy the way I'm looking, and I want to look even better.
All right. All right. You're looking good. You got it right, and you got it tight. Now,
Thank you. Before
we close out the show, what I'd like for you to do is I'd like for you to share with us how we can get a hold of you, because we want to keep following you and find out what you're up to, because I want the ladies to be motivated by what you're doing, because I know that it's made a difference in my life. I've gone to the point and actually got a gym membership. Now, it's just a matter of me using it now. I may be contacting
right.
you on the backside to give me some ideas about what parts of my body I should focus on. I know the parts of my body I want to work on, but I want to know, okay, what machines,
okay.
what exercises
okay.
should I do? Focus. You know what? In the future, what I want to do? You live in Philadelphia, right?
No,
right?
I live in Pittsburgh.
You're in Pittsburgh. Oh, okay.
Yes.
I may have to come and visit and we talk about how to target our body parts. And maybe we go to gym together, go Facebook Live,
and then target
body parts, and then we can talk about the different machines that we can use to work on different parts of the body so that us ladies can learn how we can target those body parts and get the tone the way we want.
Absolutely. I would be honored and would absolutely love to do that. And, again, like I said, the biggest thing for your listeners and for any woman that's out there, first of all, in order to reach me, just hit me up on Facebook, Nicole Bozeman, B-O-Z-E-M-A-N. Just send me a friend request, and I will accept your friend request. Or you can find me on my public page, and that's Ms. Elite Global Earth USA. And I'm going to start putting up some more videos as I do my figure and prepare for this figure bodybuilding competition. And I'm going to put videos up again about that, my eating, how I'm meal prepping, the workouts I do, my ups, my downs, my good days, my bad days. Like today is not a very good day for me. I'm really bloated today. I feel fat, but I'm actually here in my car in the parking lot of the gym, and as soon as I'm done, I'm going right into the gym to go do an hour and a half workout. So I'll be more than happy. Just hit me up. Let me know that you are a talk radio listener, and we can do this journey together. I would love for you to join me.
Well, all right. I think that's a plan, and that's a date. Let's do that. So thank you so much again for being on the show, Nicole. You bring so much value to the show when you come on. We always learn something brand new. And congratulations.
Thank you so much, Ruby.
You have definitely won the title of Her Highness.
Thank you. I so appreciate it. I love your listeners so much. Thank you so much.
So I'm going to say good night to everybody. Thank you so much. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
This is Ruby Johnson, the Lady Tuesday of Real Talk. I'd like to thank my guests and you, the listeners. We have just completed another spectacular episode of She Talk, the radio show making a difference in communication. So get in on the conversation.